Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, unless you've been living under a rock or you're extremely, extremely naive, neither of which I think the vast majority of you are, then I suppose you're well aware that our government that's supposed to be of the people and by the people and for the people most often lies to us. That includes our elected officials, our appointed officials. That includes everybody in the government. And we know they've been doing it for years and years and years. And really, to be honest with you, most of them were little white lies that the politicians tell about what they're going to do if they're elected. And then they sort of back away from it, or they tell some lies about their opponent and say, oh, well, this person said this when it really wasn't exactly what they said. Small things. And some, you know, less small things, but usually it's not all that consequential. And we're well aware, of course, that it's went on as long as there's been politicians and elected and non-elected officials. However, I think our complacency and our willingness to just joke about it and laugh about it and say, oh, it's a common fact. Our politicians lie to us. It's fine. It's wacky politicians. They'll say whatever they have to say. Officials, they'll say whatever they have to say. Ha, ha, ha. I think our complacency has now reached a breaking point where they believe in their heart of hearts that they can tell you anything or not tell you anything. And it's perfectly acceptable, and you're just going to have to take it and live with it. And this is a very, very dangerous thing. And we're living in very, very dangerous times, folks, because they have now taken this to the nth degree, to the point where lying to the public, withholding information from the public, has reached such critical mass that it's causing people their lives, and it's costing people their freedom, and it's costing people their ability to actually make proper choices. And I'm afraid it's not going to get any better. In fact, I'm afraid it's only going to get worse. Because normally when someone lies to you and they get caught, most often, if the proof is presented, they usually say, okay, all right, I stretched the truth, I lied, all right, I was wrong, I didn't lie, I was just mistaken. Not what's happening now, folks. Now when our government, our elected and non-elected officials are caught in lies, they simply make up another lie. And they tell you things that's not true. Now I have a very long list of things that we're going to get into today. And to be honest with you, I could probably do 3 shows on this. So we've stretched this to a 90-minute show today because I think that's how important this is. It's time we had a serious conversation in this country about what we are going to allow and what we are not going to allow, about what we are going to willingly accept and what we are not going to accept before it's too late. Now, I guess it's no surprise that recently Tucker Carlson got a hold of 40,000-plus hours of tape from the January 6th supposed insurrection. And this is the first thing I want to talk about because this is pretty diabolical, actually. In this supposed insurrection, the oddly appointed QAnon shaman, which is the guy with the Viking hat and the furs, is seen very clearly walking through the Capitol building with police. With police. Now, if you remember, they did release some footage of him walking into the actual chambers and saying on the floor and saying, oh, wow, this is what it looks like, with a cop right behind him. Never trying to stop him. That was released before. But the excuse there was, well, it was one cop and he was trying to de-escalate the situation. What was he going to do? He wasn't sure what was going on. He was just keeping an eye on him. He was doing the right thing. We got all those excuses. But now those excuses are blown out of the water because we clearly see this man walking through the Capitol building with not one, not two, but three police officers. Some of these police officers are actually attempting to open doors for him that are locked, attempting to let him in, attempting to let him in. We see him at one point walk by probably five other Capitol police officers who are just standing around. They're not out fighting the mob. They're not out trying to push people back. They're standing in a doorway, literally just leaning up against a wall. They don't look like they're in fear for their life or anyone's safety or anything else. They are leaning against a wall. The two cops walk right by them. So does the QAnon shaman. And they're just escorting him all around the Capitol until they finally let him in. Actually let him in. Where he then, by the way, takes a microphone and begins to give a speech. And in the beginning of the speech, he says, I would like to thank the Capitol Police for having the bravery or courage or whatever exactly he said to allow us into the building. That's what he said. This is a man who is currently serving almost 4 years for a violent insurrection, none of which happened. None of it happened. As you can clearly see on these tapes, he was not violent. He was not threatening. He was not doing anything other than walking around with the police behind him, literally escorting him through that Capitol building, looking for a way to allow him to get in to the actual chambers, to the actual floor of the building. That's what they were doing. Tape doesn't lie. There it is. So why is this man in jail when police officers themselves were opening the door? At the very minimum, if you say, well, maybe these were like-minded police officers who, they were them evil MAGA police officers and they were secretly trying to help. Okay, well, why aren't they in jail? See, that doesn't fly. It doesn't make any sense, because if that was the case, the January 6th committee clearly had all of these tapes, and they looked through all of them. And they clearly understood what happened, clearly understood. And they clearly understood that this particular man was not violent, was not threatening, and was not vandalizing anything. And in fact, was being escorted by the police officers, the very police officers that the Democrats said, they're so brave and wonderful and we want to salute them. Okay, great. Well, then why didn't you ask him, why are you escorting this man around? You just threw this man in prison. Threw him in prison. And every single photograph that was on the front of every paper shows this guy screaming like a mad berserker, like he's walked out of the movie Braveheart. Ah, right? That's him. You see him walking around the Capitol, quiet as a church mouse, getting on a microphone and thanking the police officers. You can verbally hear him say thank you to the police officers who allowed us into this building. January 6th committee heard that. Guess what they did with that information? They buried it. They made sure you never heard it. They made sure you never saw it. They just came out and said, throw this man in prison. He's a dangerous, violent insurrectionist who threatened police officers, none of which happened. None of which happened. The judge in the case said, you're a very dangerous man. Very dangerous. Too dangerous to be let out. You need 4 years in prison. You know, these are the very same judges who let the man off with a warning, who tried to run his wife over with a vehicle and then later plowed through a Christmas parade and killed a whole bunch of children. He didn't get 4 years for trying to run his wife over. No, he didn't get 4 years. He didn't get 2 years. He didn't get 1 year. He didn't even get his driver's license taken away. He just got a slap on the wrist, and here you go, and he ran over a whole bunch of children and their parents on a Christmas parade, and according to the prosecutors, well, you know, these things happen. But they don't happen to this guy. This guy's going to rot in jail for something he clearly did not do. Now, here's the scary part. Not only did the entire January 6th committee know this, which includes Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, supposed Republicans, not only did they know, but they broke the law. They broke the law because they did not present these tapes to the defense. That is what's called exculpatory evidence, and you are bound by law. Bound by law to turn that over if you have it. And they had it. They clearly had it. So I don't want to hear any excuses. I know the Capitol Police officer, the head of the Capitol Police said, the reason you're seeing these tapes, and it appears that this man is calm and not doing anything, is because we were trying to de-escalate the situation. With all due respect, sir, you are full of shit. There was no situation. There wasn't another supposed insurrectionist even in the camera frame. He was all alone. You could have led him to an exit. You could have overcome him easily with 9 police officers. You could have stopped him and said, you can't go any farther than here. There are many things you could have done. You chose to allow the police officers to escort him around the Capitol and try to open doors. And if those doors would have opened, you would have let him in that door too. So you let him in. So when they say, well, he sat in Nancy Pelosi's chair, as if Nancy Pelosi is God and you sit on his throne and that's why you're being punished, the only reason he was able to do that is because the police let him in. They're the ones that let him in. They're the ones that watched him do it. They could have stopped him at any time. They chose not to. They chose not to, folks. And in doing so, these police officers are culpable for what happened. They are culpable in aiding and abetting this man who is now in prison. So if you aid and abet a criminal, what happens to you? You go to jail. Are any of these police officers going to jail? No, they're not. Were any of these police officers called to testify about, did you happen to help him or escort him? No. You know why? Because his lawyer has come out now and said, we asked for any exculpatory evidence. We were not given this. You see, it's the legal right of someone who's accused to understand all the evidence against you, both damning and exculpatory. In other words, you have to make a decision. If you hire a lawyer, that lawyer's job is to get you all the evidence and say, here's the stuff that looks the worst. Here's the stuff that you're really going to have to explain. Now here's the stuff that kind of is exculpatory to your case. Now that you know and you have an educated idea of what the state has against you, do you want to go to trial or do you want to plea bargain? You need to know that as a defendant, and it's your right to know it. Because if your lawyer says, well, you don't have a prayer in Hades, I don't see one piece of exculpatory evidence on those tapes. Everything looks like it's damning to you. I would recommend highly you take a plea. Otherwise, you're going to get a lot more time. Then you're probably going to listen to your lawyer's advice. But if your lawyer says to you, I've just seen exculpatory evidence that proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that you were not violent, that you were not breaking down doors, that you were not threatening police officers. As a matter of fact, it appears as though the police officers were aiding and abetting you. I recommend you don't take the plea bargain and you go to trial where we can show the jury this evidence. He wasn't allowed that. You know why he wasn't allowed it? Because from the moment he put on the face paint and the horns, that man became the Democrats' scapegoat. This is the face of insurrection, a wild, crazed, half out of his mind individual who dresses up like this, screams at the top of his lungs, and leads a murderous band of thugs into the Capitol to murder police officers and to take over the government. That's what they wanted you to believe. None of it's true. None of it is true. You were lied to. You were lied to for political motivation, my friends. Because they wanted to set up a president so that he could never again run for office. He could never again take power. That's how much they feared him. That's the length they're willing to go to make sure Donald Trump does not become the president of the United States. Ask yourself why. Now, this man's rotting in jail. His lawyer is furious. There's got to be a mistrial. There should be charges filed against the people who withheld exculpatory evidence. But there probably will not be. Remember when Merrick Garland said on that day, five police officers were murdered. That's what he said. He's the head of the DOJ. Five police officers were murdered. No police officers were murdered, not even one. The police officer that they claimed had been beaten to death with a fire extinguisher is clearly seen after everyone has exited the Capitol building, walking around, doing his duties as normal. It's clear as a bell on the tape. He's not dead. He was not beaten to death. He wasn't even beaten badly enough to be put out of commission. He's doing his job, walking around, looking like he's fine. Now, yes, he died the day after. Could the stress of this have contributed to it? Of course it could have. But that would be like saying I had an argument with my wife and there was a bunch of words exchanged and it got very stressful and I went for a walk and I died. They're not going to arrest your wife for murder. If he was stressed out and it caused in any way, shape, or form his death, well, okay. That's a very unfortunate, terrible thing to happen. But I mean, if you're a police officer, you're going to face stress every day, right? You don't arrest everyone who stresses you out for murder. Well, so what about the other four? All of them, all four of them were suicides. And they didn't take place the day after. Some of them took place a year after, a year and a half after. How is that murder? How are you charging people with murder? And yet, of course, Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. There's no problem with that. Oh, nobody contributed to Jeffrey Epstein's death. That was just he did it himself, and nobody's to blame. The security guards who fell asleep are not to blame. None of his cellmates that could have possibly gotten in there are to blame. The camera's not functioning. That's not to blame. The people who didn't check on him, that's not to blame. No, no, no. It's his own fault. He committed suicide. Not these guys. It's every single person who went into the Capitol's fault. They committed suicide. That's what Merrick Garland's form of justice is. If you stress somebody out and they have a heart attack, or you stress somebody out and they commit suicide because they've had a lot of stress in their life and this just broke the camel's back, well, then you're a murderer. He clearly said, go listen to the tape, five police officers were murdered that day. That's not true. No one was murdered that day, not even one. But he's allowed to say it, and he's allowed to get away with saying it because no one will challenge him when every single person in the news media knows that is not true. But the Democrats don't care if it's true. They'll just tell you something and say, this is what you are to believe. If you're going to be a member of this cult, then you will believe this. That's what they want you to do. And there are still people walking around saying, did you know that five police officers were brutally killed that day? How can you say it's not an insurrection? Because they don't watch the news. And even if they do, the news won't broadcast it. We now clearly see no police officers were murdered that day, not one. And it's a very, very good chance that no one beat the police officer who died the next day with a fire extinguisher because he's walking around perfectly fine. If I were beaten with a fire extinguisher, I don't think I'd just be walking around very lackadaisically doing my job. Ho-hum, nothing to see here, I'm fine. I don't think so. I think you were lied to. Ask yourself what the purpose of the lie was now. Ask yourself why a man like Ray Epps is not in jail, who the day after said, I'm the one who led the insurrection. I'm the one who sparked it. Is he in jail? No. The guy with the Viking horns, he's in jail. The guy who the police let in, he's in jail. Not Ray Epps, who openly admitted to doing it. Openly admitted to doing it. So I don't care if you voted for Trump or you hate Trump. That's not the point. That is not the point of this at all. Because there's just as many Republicans who are in on this. I'm telling you, your government lied to you for no other purpose than to purposely indict people on phony charges they knew were phony to throw them in jail to make a president they hated look bad. That's how far they are willing to go. Your life, innocent or guilty, means nothing to them. Go to jail, sit there. We know you're innocent. We don't care. Your incarceration is going to help us gain political power, and that's good enough. That's what they did, folks. That is exactly what they did. And I am sorry to tell you that I'm not going to stand for it, and you shouldn't either. Every single person involved in this January 6th committee should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law because every one of them saw the tapes and every one of them knew that what they said was not true. Every one of them knew we are going to withhold critical exculpatory evidence that's going to literally send a man to prison. And they didn't care. Every one of them lied to you, but more importantly, many of them lied to Congress. This is a joke, except it's not funny. These people are the most dangerous people in the world. Because when you are caught red-handed in a lie, and you are like Chuck Schumer, and you just double down and say something as asinine as, Tucker Carlson should be ashamed of himself. These tapes should never be shown. This is trying to make light of a very bad situation. It is trying to present it in a light that it was not actually in. Chuck, my friend, that's what you did. You cherry-picked very succinct pieces of 40,000 hours of tape, put them together to make it look like it was 3 or 4 hours of solid mayhem and violence and whatever, when it was not. You cherry-picked purposely. Now that Tucker Carlson has tapes that absolutely blow what you said out of the water, suddenly you don't want the American people to see it. Suddenly it's a horrible thing if they watch it, but they could watch what you edited. What you edited was perfectly fine because it fit your narrative. They are panicking now, folks. But instead of these rats jumping off the ship and saying, well, I wasn't aware of that and that changes my mind. No, they're doubling down. They're saying Tucker Carlson's the enemy now. He's purposely trying to cherry pick pieces to make it look like propaganda. No, he's not. You presented one side of the story. You presented the prosecution. This is why we're prosecuting these people. Look at these tapes. Tucker Carlson is presenting the defense, and you don't want there to be a defense. Because if there is a defense, you're going to have to answer a couple of simple questions, one of which is, if this man is guilty of trespass, guilty of violence, why do we see no violence on the tape? Why are there no cops trying to stop him from trespassing? Moreover, why are there cops actually escorting him around? And if you're going to give me the answer of, well, we're just watching him to make sure he doesn't do anything violent, we're just keeping him at bay, I thought there were hundreds of other ones you had to keep at bay. You dedicated 9 police officers to this one guy, did you? Because 5 or 6 of them are just sitting around doing nothing, and the other 3 are helping him to open doors. So you dedicated a good portion of your security to just one man, did you? There wasn't another person in sight that was in that Capitol building, not one. Not one person. And now instead of manning up and saying, well, okay, we weren't aware of that tape, which would be another lie. But having seen this, well, we certainly do think that maybe we better take this conviction under review. Oh, no. I want answers from the judge. How come the judge did not allow these tapes to be played? Because the judge had to know, too. And if the judge didn't know, if the judge was not made aware of these, heads should roll. I can prosecute anyone in the world if I do that. Anyone in the world. If there is a robbery at a bank and I say, well, I can place your car in the bank parking lot, and I see you coming out with an envelope, you must have done it. And you say, okay, well, but there's tapes of some guy running in 10 seconds later. Oh, we're not going to show those. We don't, no. There was nobody else in the bank. You were the only one, and then the money was gone. You're our bank robber, all right. Then I guess you're going to prison. And apparently, if later Tucker Carlson gets a hold of the tapes and says, who's the masked man running in, practically knocking this poor woman over, pointing a gun at the tellers, getting the money and running out, I guess Chuck Schumer is going to say, you can't show that tape. You're trying to make someone get away with a crime they committed. I guess that's Chuck Schumer's idea of justice. I guess that's Merrick Garland's idea of justice. Actually funny, because it's the exact opposite of justice. It's the lack of justice. Welcome to the Democratic Party. And listen, there's Republicans in on this. They're in on it because they hate Donald Trump. But once again, you have to come back, and we've done this many times on this show, you have to come back full circle and ask yourself why. What did Donald Trump do? Did he crash Wall Street? No. Did he cause the economy to go in the shitter and eggs to be $9 a dozen? No. Did he cause the highest unemployment levels ever? No. Did he cause gas to soar to $4 a gallon? No. Was there a war in Ukraine under Donald Trump? No. Was the border crisis happening under Donald Trump? No. All right, well, what do you hate him for? Folks, they don't hate him for any of his policies. They don't even hate him because they're jealous his policies worked. They hate him because he knows who they really are. And now we're starting to find out who they really are, too. And it's not good. It's not good. Recently, the mayor of a town in Maryland was arrested on 69 or 59 counts of child pornography, including distribution of child pornography. He was at the White House 6 times. He cites Pete Buttigieg and Pete Buttigieg's husband as some of his best friends. Are you hearing that on the news? Are they saying we should investigate this deeper? I mean, after all, seems a little odd. Little tiny small town in Maryland, what's he doing at the White House 6 times? Mean to tell me nobody knew his proclivities? Seems a little odd. No, they're just, no, that never happened. You didn't hear that. Shut up. No such thing. Russian propaganda didn't happen. Unfortunately, it did happen, folks. It did happen. So we know they've lied about January 6th, but here's where it even gets smarmier. It may not be more dangerous, but listen to how smarmy it gets. And this is how you know it's political. They featured on CNN, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, all the usual suspects. They featured a tape that showed from a distance, the end of a hallway, Josh Hawley, Republican, running past the hallway, awkwardly running very quickly. And they said, look at the coward, Josh Hawley. This is your Republican representative. He sees that the mob he helped create is out of control. And he runs like a sissy, leaving all of the other people behind. He don't want anything to do with it. He's a coward. Look how he runs. He runs like a girl. I thought you couldn't say things like that. Look how cowardly he is. He's like a little girl running. Oh, he's a big man when he's yelling at the Democrats from his seat. But, oh, when the mob he helped create comes for him, oh, he runs like a little girl. Except now we have the full tape. And the full tape clearly shows the police were telling all of these people in the building to run to this one exit. They were waving them to do it. We see many go by running, Democrat and Republican. Josh Hawley's one of the last. And they were told to do it in an expedient manner to run. All of them were running. The police told them to run toward this exit immediately. There was a police officer waving them through. Over here, go, quick, go, go, hurry up. Josh Hawley was one of the last. Ah, but they cut the tape so you couldn't see any of the other people running, just Josh Hawley. Now, there were other Republicans running, but guess what? They were too close together. You couldn't cut that tape. The reason you could cut the tape and make it look like it was only Josh Hawley, because he was the last one, and he was a few seconds behind everybody else. So there was nobody in the frame for a couple of seconds. And they said, oh, boy, look at this. If we just cut the tape right here and begin it here, it makes it look like Josh Hawley's the only one running. And then we'll broadcast that on the news to hurt his political career. Using January 6th as a political weapon. That's what you did. That's what it was from the very beginning, folks. The very beginning, when they had the hearings on Capitol Hill and they had an FBI agent there, they were clearly asked, were there any FBI agents posing as Trump supporters in that crowd that entered that Capitol first or after? You know what the FBI agent said? I don't know. I would have no way. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Well, we now have former FBI agents saying, well, that's ridiculous. Not only would you know, but the correct answer is of course not. The correct answer is no. There might have been some out in the crowd to make sure the crowd didn't get out of hand, but nobody ran into the Capitol first. They didn't encourage people. When they were asked, did any FBI agents encourage people to come into that Capitol? That FBI agent said, I don't know. Why don't you know? It's your job to know. The answer should have been no, and if there is, their heads are going to roll, right? Well, we have the tapes. And guess what we see? We see people with earbuds clearly telling people to come in, pushing people in that don't even want to go. One woman actually turns around and says, why are you pushing me in this building? Why are you doing that? They lied. January 6th, I'm not going to tell you that there weren't some Trump supporters who got all riled up when they saw people going into the Capitol and may have vandalized something. Those people belong in jail. All of them belong in jail for trespassing. But that's not a four-year charge. What I'm telling you is it was planned. It was set up. It was encouraged. It was supported by a enforcement arm of the Democratic Party, now known as the FBI. That's what they did. The Capitol Police, some of them, had to know what was going on. Otherwise, there's no way in heaven or hell that they will be escorting one man walking around. Why would they do that? There's a great big riot going on, I thought. I thought you got all hands on deck. We don't even have enough Capitol Police. We should have had more. We don't have enough police to handle this. Yet 9 guys, 6 of which are just hanging around doing nothing. 3 of which are escorting this man with Viking helmets all around the Capitol. Trying to open doors for him. Now that one's locked. Let's see if we can get you in the other place. That one's locked too. Come on around here. We'll get you in. I thought you had so much to do. I thought there was so much going on. People were violating the building and beating police officers to death. How come you have all this time to do that? Does that make sense to you? No, it doesn't make sense because it's not true. You were lied to. And it was for a political purpose, which makes it inconceivably evil. Inconceivably evil. Why do you think Nancy Pelosi turned down the National Guard? Why do you think she did that? Do you think any rational human being saying, well, there's going to be a huge Trump rally, and you know how those Trump people are? They might get rowdy and try to enter the Capitol. We better have the National Guard standing by. Nancy Pelosi said no to that. She also gave half of the staff the day off. Why would you cut staff on a day so important as that? Why would you do that? She needs to answer that question. No one's going to ask it. She needs to answer it, though. How come? That sounds very, very suspicious to me. Extraordinarily suspicious to me. So they've lied to you about January 6th political reasons, and they're willing to throw citizens in jail for long periods of time. There are some people right now as we speak who have not even come to trial yet, who've already served 2.5 years. 2.5 years, which is about 2 years, 5 months, and 20 days more than any of the George Floyd rioters, who burnt down police precincts, burnt down churches, threatened the President of the United States to the point where Secret Service told him he had to go to the basement, tried to break through the White House gates. Nobody's in jail for 2.5 years for that. Nobody. They were called brave. They were called justice warriors. They were bailed out of jail by firms that Kamala Harris had things to do with. That's what happened there. Amazing, right? You know who was thrown in jail? Guys trying to protect his home and his wife and his dog from the Black Lives Matter rioters who broke through his gate, violated his property. They broke through his gate. There were no police saying, go on through the gate. No. They broke down his gate and told him, we're going to kill you, your dog, and your wife. And when he went and got a rifle and said, if anybody comes near me, I'm defending my property, my wife, and my pet, he was thrown in jail. Thrown in jail. He was thrown in jail because they said none of the people had a weapon. Oh, there were 70 of them. 70 against 2. But they didn't have weapons. There was no need for you to have a weapon. However, when a Capitol Hill police officer shot Ashley Babbitt dead in the chest for no reason, she didn't have any weapons. He's a hero because she was a Trump supporter. You see how the lies only manifest one particular ideology? Doesn't make sense, folks. You can't allow this anymore. I don't care if you hate Donald Trump. I don't care if you hate the Republican Party. If I hated someone with my whole heart and soul, and I knew they were innocent of a crime that they were about to be convicted of, and I had evidence that would exonerate them, I would come forward. Because that's what honest people do. Evil, dishonest people cover it up. So it's not about whether you like Donald Trump. It's not about whether you are a supporter of the Republican Party. It's about justice, because eventually you're going to say something wrong and they're going to come for you. And you're going to wish someone would step forward. Nobody's stepping forward here, folks. Nobody. I'm going to go to call on this, and then I'm going to tell you about some more lies, folks, that have nothing to do with January 6th, but are very, very vital. We go to the phones. Tom in New York.
Marcus. I'm going to make a comparison, and I'm not trying to be a comedian or anything, but this January 6th sham reminds me of the movie My Cousin Vinny. They got all those people to lie on the stand. And they were going to go throw those two innocent kids in jail. You remember the plot of the movie, right?
Yes.
They all lied, even though they knew they were lying. They couldn't put it on anybody else. So they had these two kids, and they even got the one guy to admit, "I shot the clerk." "When did you shoot the clerk?" "I shot the clerk." That's what it reminds me of. And then when Tucker Carlson gets the 40,000 hours from footage from Kevin McCarthy, he's Joe Pesci proving everybody wrong. It's like, look what we see here. It's not
right.
It's not the Buick Skylark.
Look, here's the thing. You got to pay very close attention, and I want everyone listening to pay very close attention to the people, be they Democrat or Republican, who are in an uproar over Tucker Carlson showing these tapes. That includes Mitt Romney, Mitch McConnell, Dan Crenshaw, many others. If these people are against Tucker Carlson showing these tapes that at least bring into question exactly what happened that day, they are not people who are out for true justice. They're out people who have they're out for themselves and people who have an agenda and an ideology that they have to support at all costs. And they're willing to throw innocent people in jail, probably kill people, likely kill people, to achieve that goal. Period. Now I'll tell you another way they've killed people. COVID. I'm not going to tell you that I don't believe COVID was serious. Any idiot knows COVID was serious. I know people who died from COVID. I know there are people who say COVID was just pneumonia. No, COVID wasn't pneumonia. COVID was killing people rapidly, especially at first. It wasn't pneumonia. It was a viral epidemic. There's no question about it. And it was a pandemic. It really was. One side of the political ideology decided, oh boy, we have a pandemic on our hands. Trump has no choice but to appoint Dr. Fauci because he's the top guy there. He can't, what can he do to him? Fire him in a time of crisis? And then everybody would say, oh my goodness, we had an expert there and Trump didn't want him there. So Donald Trump allows this man to do his job. This is what you're here for. This is why we give you the money we give you. You are the person chosen to handle these type of situations. And he lied to you because the left told him to lie. They said the pandemic is real. It came from the Wuhan lab, which we all knew. By the way, we all knew this. I told you from day one where this came from. And they said to themselves, okay, how do we maximize the upside of this? Did you ever hear a rule in business that you have to minimize the negative and maximize the positive? If you don't have bright, shiny lights and brand new store, then you have to have something that's going to bring people in other than that. If you can't afford to have that, well, that's like the Democratic Party. They're saying, okay, it's a bad, bad epidemic, but how do we capitalize on it? Well, we always wanted to gain more control of our citizens, so let's see how far we can push the sheep. We'll tell them they can't go outside their houses. We'll tell them they can't drive their cars. We'll tell them they can't open their businesses. You know what that will do? That will destroy the economy, and Donald Trump's the president. And people will say, well, the economy's being destroyed under Donald Trump. You know, the economy that was booming beyond anybody's wildest imaginations until COVID hit. Remember that economy? Let's destroy it. Because if the economy's smoking going into the presidential election, Trump is going to waffle Joe Biden. But if we can convince enough people, well, Trump mishandled this terribly, then they won't vote for him, maybe. All the while laughing at your plight. They weren't hiding behind closed doors. They were going out to fancy restaurants like Gavin Newsom. They were getting their hair done like Nancy Pelosi and Beetlejuice from Chicago there, Lori Lightfoot. They were attending gala balls like AOC, who came in a gown she refused to pay for. It said, tax the rich, but don't pay for my gown. And her train was so long on that gown that it took a couple people to hold her train. They were wearing masks because they're the minions. Nobody she was shaking hands with and kissing cheeks with and rubbing noses with, they weren't wearing masks. The people who brought the food to the table, they were wearing masks. They're the servant class. Folks, they played you. They played you like a fiddle. They said, as long as this pandemic is real, and we're fighting to get it under control, let's see if this is a good time to find out just how much control we can take over people before they resist. And that's what they did. It's exactly what they did. And now everything I told you, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but if you're a regular listener to this show, you know from day one, I told you two things that at the time would have got me kicked off YouTube or Facebook or Twitter or any place. I told you the virus came from the Wuhan lab and it was chemically orchestrated and it was probably a bioweapon. Two, I told you the masks won't work. They will not work. Well, I was laughed at and scoffed at and called a science denier and this and tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist and every possible thing you could think of, except I was right. And now everyone is universally saying, yeah, that's true. The mask didn't work. The lockdowns didn't help. And the vaccine didn't prevent anybody from getting it. But they wanted to see how far they could push you. If we push you, will you take any kind of medication we tell you to take? If we push you, will you let us implant something in your arm that lets us track your movements? If we push you, will you close your businesses indefinitely if we feed you? If we push you, how far will you allow us to lead you by the nose until you say, no, I want my freedom? That was the test they were making. And they used COVID, which was very real, as the basis to do it. That's the situation. I know there are far right wingers who say COVID was a lie. There was no COVID. Yes, there was. And I know far left wingers who are saying, oh, yeah, we still got to wear masks to this day. No, you don't. Stop. You want the simple solution? Here it is. Or the simple explanation? The Chinese were fiddling around with a bioweapon. They wanted to know if they could possibly engineer a virus that would kind of wipe out the population of a country if they had to. You know how I know that? Because we found their notes, folks. I told you 2 years ago. We found notes that were saying, when would be the best time to drop this kind of weapon? What would the effects be? How long would people be forced to stay inside? How severe would the death toll be? What would the ages of the dead be? It was written down. Did you hear this on the news? You heard it once. One time I heard it. How come? We found that. I also told you, and I again was called every crazed conspiracy theorist in the book, I also told you that Anthony Fauci was absolutely conducting gain-of-function research at a lab in North Carolina, done by taxpayer money that was given to him by the Obama administration, who did one right thing and finally figured out this is too dangerous and told them no more immediately. And what does he do? He takes the remainder of that money, channels it through a third party, who then channels it to the Wuhan lab to continue it. We paid for the virus that killed us. That's not a conspiracy theory, folks. That's the truth. Wake up. And then Anthony Fauci gets in front of Congress and says, there's no way it came from a lab. That's crazy talk. I know every one of the scientists in China, and I believe them very much. They're very good people. And look at this. Look at this. We have a letter drafted that clearly says it came from a bat and it came from nature, except here's what he didn't tell you, folks. The letter that he claims came from all of these sources came from him. He wrote it himself. You didn't know that, did you? Well, we know it now, and Dr. Anthony Fauci is in a lot of hot water because he lied directly to Congress. Directly lied. That's why he wasn't wearing a mask at a baseball game. That's why he was telling people in private emails you don't have to wear a mask. That's why he drafted the letter. We now have emails showing his constituents saying to him, his compatriots saying to him, this is not natural. I can't see how this came from nature, but it's very easy to do in a lab. And them literally conspiring to say, how do we fix this? And then the very next day, a letter is drafted. You know, after Dr. Fauci says immediate action needs to be taken. Remember that email where he emails some of his people? Immediate action needs to be taken on this. And then he goes on every television program and defends China. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because that's where his money went, to the Wuhan lab in China, just like I told you when the pandemic began. And he knows it. And he should go to jail. That's what happens to normal people who lie to Congress. There's a man in jail who's just walking around behind police officers, waiting for them to open the doors for him to walk in, and in jail for 4 years. Anthony Fauci lied to Congress and helped orchestrate a virus that killed I don't know how many countless of many people around the world, and he's on television shows acting like he's a saint. Because you were lied to directly by people whose job it was to tell you the truth and keep you safe. And they did not care, because they told Fauci, you're going to go down for this, Fauci, unless you do what we tell you. We need to use this pandemic for a year or two. We're going to do a little psyops. You play ball with us, we make sure nothing happens. You don't play ball with us, and we're going to reveal that your money went to the Wuhan lab. So there's Dr. Fauci on television saying, oh, now the Chinese are very honest. They said there was no gain-of-function research going on there, except the lab says gain-of-function research. And Democrats, like idiots, and the lemmings that they are saying, yes, Dr. Fauci's wonderful. Let me go buy a Dr. Fauci bobblehead and put it in my car. You moron. You ignoramuses. Told you from the very beginning, he's a lying son of a you-know-what. And now I'm proven right. So now they want to shift the blame to Donald Trump and say, oh, Trump that closed the places. Yeah, Trump said 10 days to slow the spread. Trump said by Easter everything should go back to normal. Then it was Fauci and all of his people who put all the pressure on. No, 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 you can't open up yet. No, no, I'm recommending the schools be closed and the churches be closed. Yeah, close every church and close every school, but keep the liquor stores open and the CBD shops open, right? Keep them wide open. Close mom and pop, but let Walmart exist. You didn't see this? I bet you many, many people who are listening to the sound of my voice say, I saw this from the very beginning. I knew this was what was happening. I knew it. I just had a sense. Things didn't seem right. How come mom and pop can't open up across from Walmart when Walmart can open up? How come Walmart has one door open instead of all the doors open and just a little rope between for enter and exit when that puts all the people closer to each other than it would if you had two separate doors? How come I can walk into a gas station and sit down and have an ice cream for an hour and a half with no mask, but if I come in to pay for gas for 10 seconds, they won't take my money unless I'm wearing one? So many questions that you should have and probably did ask yourself. But I got to tell you, there is a faction of people out there who weren't ignorant and they weren't naive. In their heart of hearts, they said, I don't believe this, but I don't want to bring something home to my kids if I'm wrong. I don't believe this, but I take care of my elderly grandmother or my mother, and I don't want to bring home something home to her if I'm wrong. I don't dare be wrong. So I'll comply. I'll do whatever I have to do because I fear not so much for myself, but for my loved ones. So I'll bend the knee and I'll do what I'm told. And those sons of bitches were laughing all the way saying, look how we can manipulate the sheep. Wouldn't it be great if we get them to never drive again? Wouldn't it be great if everyone who owns private businesses go out of business and we only have the corporations? Wouldn't it be great if we could get everyone to wear masks so their nasty breath doesn't kill the ozone layer and their toxic chemicals in their cars don't drive so much, right? And, oh, everything will be wonderful. We don't need to wear them. We're their masters. The masters won't wear them. Let's see how many people we can take advantage of and see how many people will take whatever medication we recommend, not even knowing what's in it, not even questioning it. Not even saying, wait a minute, has this been studied? How could it be studied so quickly? How do you know there aren't any side effects? Because we told you, peon, take it and shut up or you are not going to be a member of society. You will be shunned. You will not be allowed in stores. You will not be allowed at events. You will not be allowed at work. Put all the pressure on them we can, and let's see if we can force them to do something, because if we can force them to do this, soon we'll be able to force them to have chips implanted in their arms. So we can track their movements. And we'll tell them it's just a necessity. It's only done for your benefit. It's just for you. Folks, that was what COVID was about. Yeah, it was real. But all the stuff that came after it, that was just a psyops. Go back to the phones. Tom.
You know, Marcus, the conversation makes my blood boil. But more than that is that this little half-man elf will not get any kind of punishment. He won't get held. He won't be held accountable. They'll just brush it under the carpet because that's what they do. And it's really sad that I can make this comparison. But remember, and I just saw this recently, remember the George Floyd riots, you know, all those people who didn't know this stupid son of a bitch? Who are rioting in his name that didn't know him for in the name of justice and righteous anger and whatever they decided was the flavor of the week that day. Not one mask.
No.
They're setting fires and destroying shit. And
yeah, listen, if you remember, they said very clearly, well, given the social importance of such a demonstration, we really don't think masks are necessary. Didn't that tip you off? I mean, you have to be a very special kind of stupid if you are to say to yourself, me getting together with four of my relatives at my grandmother's house for Thanksgiving is going to be a super spreader, but 40,000 people in the streets burning and looting in each other's face didn't cause any extra outbreaks of COVID. If you couldn't see that by then, and then when Dr. Fauci gets on TV, I don't think this will really contribute all that much. Oh, really? Well, then why are we listening to anything he ever said ever? Any idiot would know that's not true. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that if 40,000 people face to face for hours and hours and hours with no mask, yelling and screaming and spitting and hollering and exchanging spit and sweat and everything else with each other is not causing any further outbreaks or any greater outbreaks, then you getting together with grandma is not going to do it either. Ah, but you can't get together with grandma unless you want to go protest in the George Floyd riots. Then you can. Then it'll be fine. So they killed how many people by lying to you folks? Now, I'm not talking about the deaths that COVID took. COVID was real and it killed people. They're not necessarily responsible for that, although I think Dr. Fauci is. But the government didn't kill the people by COVID. Chinese government did, maybe, not the American government. American government killed them by forcing them to live isolated, away from friends and family, not go to their chemo appointments, not go to their heart doctors, not go to their liver doctors, not get their dialysis because, oh, that's all been canceled. And then all these people died, not to mention the mental health issues, the suicide rates, the depression rates, the rates of asthma from the masks. All of that can be put right at the feet of the government. All of it. And when your kids are uneducated because you just decided I'm keeping them home. You know, I had a mother say something very interesting to me, though. She said, yeah, I kept my kids home after I realized what the schools were doing. I don't want my kids going to a school that teaches that kind of stuff. That's a very valid point. They lied to you about that, too. There's no CTR being taught in schools, and under no circumstances are we telling kids about their sexuality or anything. That is just crazy talk, and no one in the world is doing that, and that's just a bunch of crazy Republicans. Except we caught you red-handed doing all of that and more. We caught you basically giving them pornography to take home and read, to decide, wouldn't you like to try maybe being this way someday soon? 9-year-old? That's called grooming. Where I come from, that's called grooming. And that's what they did. And they're still doing it. It's just they're waving it in your face now. Now they're just saying, well, if you're not down with grooming, you're not down with letting a 9-year-old read about how explicitly how to give oral sex to someone, you must be a prude. You must be a bad parent. You better get with it. We're taking your kids to a drag show, field trip next week. And we're going to have some big fat guy in a thong twerk in front of them and sing a song about how wonderful it is to have sex with men. And if you're not down with that, well, you should have your kids removed. They're crazy. They're absolutely crazy. When the lies don't work, then they just turn it around and say, well, this is the new normal. Then they lied to you about the Hunter Biden Hunter Biden laptop, remember? Oh, that's Russian disinformation. Don't let that dissuade your vote in any way. That's the Republicans trying to, they know Donald Trump's in trouble. They know he's not going to win, so this is their last-ditch effort. You know whose last-ditch effort it was? The Russians. They want Donald Trump to win so badly that they're willing to help Donald Trump win an election. Oh, but when Joe Biden wins the election, the first thing he does is cancel our Keystone pipeline and tell Putin you can have yours. And Putin says, yay, now I can invade the Ukraine. So who's really Russia glad is the president? Can't you understand that? Is that not very easy to understand? My goodness. So they lied to you about that and caused a lot of people to vote for someone they regret voting for. The FBI withheld vital information to the American people because we don't want to in any way conflict with the election. By doing that, you conflicted with the election. By doing that, you literally, I don't want to say you rigged the election, but you literally compromised the election. You literally compromised it because we now know that 1 in 6 Biden voters said, I will not vote, would not have voted for Joe Biden. Might not have voted for Trump, but I would not have voted for Biden. Had I known that Hunter Biden's laptop was actually a real thing, and not Russian propaganda, I would have either not voted, voted for another candidate, or voted for Trump. Well, if you take that 1 in 6 and toss it out the window, Donald Trump is the president today. Congratulations, you are the insurrectionist. You just did it through devious means, withholding information from the people, just like you withheld information from the defense attorneys who were attempting to free their client from being charged as an insurrection. You see how they work, folks? This is how they work. They only allow one side of an argument to be presented. That's why in colleges they won't allow, oh, no Republicans can come here and speak. They're dangerous. It would be dangerous to listen to them. You can't listen to them. That's dangerous. No, it's dangerous not to hear both sides of an argument. Because if you don't hear both sides, how are you supposed to make up your mind? If you don't hear both sides of an argument, you're being told what to think. You're not being given the facts and allowed to think for yourself. That's where the difference is. If I tell you the grass is blue, and I will refuse to allow anybody, your next-door neighbors, YouTube, Facebook, social media, scientists, television shows, news anchors, anything to tell you any different, then you're going to say, well, I guess it's blue. Green to me, but everybody seems to think it's blue, so it must be blue. But if I let everybody talk and they say, well, you damn fool, that's green. Here's the color green. Look, which is closer? Then I lose the argument. They can't lose the argument. See, they have no facts to support what they want to do. They know their policies is destroying America because that is the goal. The goal is to destroy America and build it back from the ground up, just like Joe Biden's catchphrase, build back better. You can't build back until you tear something to the ground. Can you build back a house that's still standing? No, you have to tear the house down first. So that's Joe Biden's campaign slogan, build back better. Okay, that means tear it down first. That's what they're doing. And that's what they've been doing. They lie to you about the border. There's no problem on the border. There's no crisis. Except there is. And now everybody admits it. There's no such thing as white slavery, child trafficking in its areas of Washington and all around, except there is. And most of them are coming from across the border. And you know why they're coming from across the border? Because you can't trace them. People who desperately want to get in this country, buy a child, or offer to take somebody's child to America. And then when they get them into America, they're like, you're on your own, kid, or they turn them over to the wrong people, and the wrong people say, oh, boy, more candy for us. That's why Donald Trump was separating them at the border, folks. And remember what the Democrats said? You're tearing children out of the arms of their mothers and fathers and separating them for several days. Yeah, so we can find out if they're really their parents, Einstein, but I guess you knew that. I guess you were fully aware what that was all about. They're not even telling you the truth about East Palestine. How long did it take for them to admit, oh, there were other chemicals than we actually said on that train? Well, how come you didn't say? You certainly had a list of everything that was on that train from the minute it pulled out. How did that one pass you by? Oh, we're certainly 100% sure that the air is safe to breathe and the water is safe to drink, except now we know it's not. They'll go to any lengths they have to go, folks. They have no shame, they have no conscience, and they have no morals. Their only goal is power and how to take it away from you and give more to themselves. And that goes for a good chunk of the Republican Party, too. You have one hope. And that is that the newer blood in the Republican Party, not the Mitch McConnells and the Dan Crenshaws and the Mitt Romneys and the Liz Cheneys, who's now not a Republican anymore anyway, all of those people, well, they're they're really just Democrats in disguise. See, it was a big pro wrestling show with, oh, we're the Democrats, we're the Republicans. Yeah, you're the uniparty. You're all the same people. This new breed of Republicans, the Jim Jordans, the Matt Gaetzes, the Marjorie Taylor Greens, the Lauren Boberts, Chip Roy, etc. They're your only hope. Because while I will not trust, I will not say every one of them is completely honest and above reproach, because no one is. But they don't want to take all of your power away and make you the house cat of government. They do not want that. And that's why Mitch McConnell and his constituents, his allies are panicking. They know the gig is up. They know they've been revealed for exactly what they are. And they're not sure how to handle it, so they just look into a microphone and lie and say, everything you're seeing, you're not seeing. Everything you're hearing, your ears are playing tricks on you. Listen to me. I'm telling you what it is. Grass is blue. Grass is blue. This just in, scientists say it's an optical illusion that makes it look green. The grass is, in fact, blue. It's up to you whether you want to believe it or not. They're lying. And, you know, again, politicians lie. Government officials lie, elected or unelected. But usually it was about their campaign promises and their opponents. Now they're lying to the extent that it's putting innocent people in jail, or at least people who shouldn't be in prison for very long at all, for long stretches. They're lying to cause riots. They're lying to cause turmoil. They're lying to cause people to get to the point where they hate one another. And they're lying to stay in power. Because they have to lie. Because if they told you what they really wanted, if someone came out and said, here is the five-year plan. You're not going to own your own cars. You're not going to own your own houses. We're going to put you on a certain diet, and that you're only going to get so much meat. You're only going to get so much whatever. That's what you're going to be. You're only going to be able to travel 15 to 16 miles outside of your city. And if you need to travel farther, you're going to have to get written permission from whatever, from the government. And we're going to track you by putting chips in your arm and making sure we know everywhere you all go at every moment of the day. Most sane people, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, would say, yeah, I don't think so. Who the hell do you think you are? You don't own me. I'm not a dog in a kennel. I'm a human being. But they can't tell you that. They have to lie and say, this is for your own good. This is for your own good. We're looking out for you. You have to give us the power to look out for you, because that's what we're here for you. When you hear that, run. Run. Because it's not true. Caller.
And like our very famous former president said, you should run away when the government, when somebody comes to you and says, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. You should run away. He was absolutely right, and he said it that many years ago. You know, here's the thing, Marcus. All these lies that the government has told us and the Democrats in general have told us, they will not face any kind of accountability. They're going to spin it and spin it and spin it and spin it. I saw a broadcast today that absolutely, like, it boggled my mind how this guy even got away with what he said. There was a hearing for Congress, and he asked the guy, the COVID expert. He said, it really is racist that you're here today and having a platform when you wrote a book that was applauded by white supremacists. What? He's the expert, not you.
Oh, yeah, I know. The virus is racist. That's another thing. The virus is racist. And anyone who says It came out of Wuhan lab. You're xenophobic. We get it. You just throw around those things because you have no rebuttal. You have no rebuttal. You're caught red-handed. You're liars. So when you're caught red-handed and you're a liar, then you'd say, oh, you're a racist. You shouldn't have a voice. Have you ever noticed something? The cry of these crazies, and it's not just the left anymore, it's some of the right. The cry of these crazies is, you shouldn't have a voice. You shouldn't be allowed to talk. You shouldn't have an opinion. You don't have a right to say it. What are you talking about? What the hell are you talking about? I only want one side of the argument presented. That's what you're really saying. I only want to hear the things I believe. You don't have a right to not disagree with me. You keep listening to these people. And pretty soon you'll hear them for what they really are and what they're really saying. They're very good. Very good at talking smooth and making you think they're saying something they're not. Anthony Fauci's very good at it. When he was asked, were you conducting gain-of-function research during this time? He said, it is not, we are not allowed to conduct gain-of-function research in the United States. That was his answer. Notice the last four words, in the United States. He never said we didn't conduct it elsewhere. He never said that. That way, when he gets caught in this lie, he will say, I never said we weren't conducting gain-of-function research. I said if you play the tape back that we were not conducting it in the United States, and we weren't. Yeah. See how that works? Listen to them very carefully. They reveal themselves all the time if you listen. If you listen and you can read between the lines, you will never be fooled by these people because they're not really smart. They might be book smart, but they're not common sense smart. They just don't know how to fool you, so they try to use clever phrasing and dance around the answer, and you'll see. You'll see how it is. Just open your eyes. It's right there in front of you. Liars, liars, liars. That's it. Total, complete liars. Just like in Afghanistan, we have just drone striked one of the top Taliban leaders. The man responsible for the suicide bomber is now dead. What's his name? Remember when a reporter asked that? What's his name? Humana, 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 humana. We can't reveal that. We're not allowed to reveal that until we have positive identification. But rest assured, we know, and it's a big name. Yeah, it was a guy and his five kids or six kids. You blew up an innocent family. That's what you did. And you lied about it until you were caught. You weren't going to tell us the truth. You got caught. Now we had some poor military guy testifying before Congress saying, I knew that it was a suicide bomber. They told me I couldn't shoot him. They told me to stand down. They told me absolutely no shooting before his friends were blown to bits. That's how badly that was handled. They told us there are no more Americans in Afghanistan. Oh, now we know there's quite a few. Oh, we'll leave none behind. You left a lot behind. All you are doing is lying. Very easy to always be right if everyone has to accept your lie. I'm just going to go rob a bank today. And when the police come, say, nah, I was sitting here. Where were you here? Well, we got a picture of you at the bank. No, you don't. Yeah, we do. No, you don't. Okay, sir, I'm sorry. I guess we must be wrong. Yeah, you're wrong. That's it. Right? That's the Democratic Party in a nutshell. No, nothing I do is ever wrong. No, I accept no responsibility. No, every misdeed I've ever done that you have proof of, you're wrong, you're evil, you're racist, you're xenophobic, you're misogynistic, you're anti-Semitic, you're anti-gay, anti-lesbian, anti-trans, anti-whatever the hell it happens to be. As an excuse, you get out of jail free card. Ah, I said you were racist, you got to let me go. That's what this is all about. These are the most evil, power mad, obsessed people I've ever met in my life, and that includes some of these Republicans. I have all the respect in the world for what Dan Crenshaw did for this country. But I don't have much respect for him now. Because when a man can literally say what Tucker Carlson did was dangerous, when all he did was present the opposite end of an argument that put a man in jail that did very little wrong other than trespass, for more years than some people get for rape, and a hell of a lot more than child molesters get. Problem with that. If you don't want the opposite side of an argument presented, I got a problem with that. A big one. Because I think you're covering something up. I think you don't have the facts on your side. And I think you know it. So it's reached critical mass here, folks. Little white lies told by politicians about their opponents or about what they may do or may not do policy-wise when they get in has pretty much been a commonplace to the point where we don't even think about it anymore. We just laugh about it and say, I knew he wasn't going to really do that when he got in office. That's just campaign talk. I knew that Kamala Harris really didn't think Joe Biden was a racist. Even though she called him a racist. Oh, I knew that was just talk. Those may be innocent enough. When a man is in prison for 4 years and his whole life is ruined for basically doing nothing more than trespassing and possibly with the approval of police, when a president is elected that never would have been elected had the FBI simply done their job and told the American people the truth, when the economy's crashed and thousands of people die, hundreds of thousands of people died, it's time to stop the lies. It's time to tell the truth, no matter how ugly that truth is. And the truth is your government wants to own you. The truth is you are not a free country. They don't want you to be free. They've tasted your freedom and they do not like it. Donald Trump gave you more freedom than anybody, any president before him ever gave you, and you started to succeed. And they understood that if you got that in your head, that the less the government controls me, the more I succeed, they are doomed. And they said, this cannot be, to control them. We can't let them fly on their own. What happens if they soar? And they realize they don't need us. And we become irrelevant. We're the elite. We're the chosen. We're the rulers of the world. We can't be irrelevant. That's what happened, folks. It's ugly, but it's the truth. You were put through 3 years of psyops on a virus that was released because our country helped pay for it. And China decided they were going to try to not only do gain-of-function research, but see if it could possibly be used in the future as a bioweapon. As the papers they wrote proved, and as one of the people who worked in the Wuhan lab who came to this country clearly told us and no one would listen to her. Oh, what does she know? She only worked there. She said they released it on purpose. Maybe not to the United States, but certainly to China. They released it on purpose, and they didn't do anything to stop it from spreading to the United States. They didn't say all travel from China to the United States is prohibited. No, they didn't do that. And then our government took over and said, well, as long as it's here, let's conduct a little experiment to see how much we can control people. If they're in fear of their lives or their loved ones' lives, will they stop working? Will they stop going to school? Will they stop going to church? Will they stop driving? Will they all wear masks? Will they take any medications we tell them to? This is valuable information for the future. That's what they did. That's what they did to you. Now you can call me a conspiracy theorist again, just like you did with the Wuhan lab theory, just like you did with the Hunter Biden laptop theory, just like you did when I said their masks don't work, just like I did when I told you the vaccines are going to have terrible consequences. Just like I told you when I told you January 6th was not worse than 9/11, and it wasn't even an insurrection. Just like when I told you Ray Epps was planted by the FBI. Just like when I told you that there were people, police officers opening the doors, letting people in. You can do all that. You can call me whatever. I've been proven right every single time. And if there comes a time when I'm proven wrong, I will be glad to admit it. So far, that has not happened. Every single time. And I'm telling you, that's what they have planned. I'll let the caller have the last word.
Well, I'm just gonna recap. From the very beginning of when Donald Trump, you know, was running for president, they were talking about impeaching him the minute he got in office, even before then. And he went 0 for 2. They tried and failed. Then they couldn't do that. So then they used the pandemic to make him look bad, even though it was, you know, the pandemic, the COVID was bad. It was really bad. It killed people. I'm not saying it wasn't real. They overblew the amount of people who were dying from it. So far, CNN had a death ticker on their screen,
yeah,
on every show.
That's right.
Then they used that. Then they used the George Floyd riots to make him look bad. When people were starting to kind of like get the idea that, yeah, COVID might not be as bad as everybody thinks it is, and, you know, it's starting to kind of wind down. Here come the riots, and a riot all through the summer. So what was that, 6 months? And then what?
Right.
Then the election comes, and here comes, oh, my God, here comes the Hunter Biden laptop. It's Russian disinformation. Oh, yeah, 1 in 6 voters wouldn't have voted for Joe Biden. Oh, surprise, surprise, they withheld it, and they silenced everybody on Twitter, including a newspaper that's been around for over 100 years. Not to mention, they didn't have the tally of the votes for 2 weeks. And then it was contested for over a month, and they had to certify
and
it.
And by the way, they lied about what Donald Trump said in Georgia. They lied about his phone call with the president of the Ukraine. But the one point I want to stress is you're right about the death toll. They lied about that death toll to the point where people were panicking because they knew if it wasn't accelerated. They knew if it wasn't exaggerated, people wouldn't panic and say, oh, I'll do whatever you tell me to do. Now they're admitting, well, yeah, maybe 30, 40%. Pretty soon we're going to be up to 60%. We should have known when people who had fourth stage cancer were being diagnosed as he died of COVID, and their relatives were literally coming out and saying, no, he didn't. No. I don't know why you're putting it down as that. But we didn't because we were all panicked. And some of us, God bless you, we're worried about your families and your children and your relatives and your sick aunts and grandmas and things. I get it. But at some point, you had to open up your eyes. At some point, you had to say, this isn't adding up. It just doesn't make sense. If it doesn't make sense, it can't be true. Keep doing that. Do that with everything you're being told. Take a look at these January 6 tapes yourself. I don't care if you are as liberal as the day is long. Take a look and ask yourself, does that man belong in prison for being a violent insurrectionist, or was he railroaded? Folks, the lies have to stop. They're only going to stop if you insist that they stop, and you call them out on it every single time.